gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good, good day. I'm feeling you. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good day. That's just ain't gonna be a good, good day. Today's the day. Let's live it up. 24 seasons.
So far, let's give it up, Richie. So far, so good. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the top stories, the facts and the figures, and the who and the ha and the wah and the woo. Let's hear it for who.
Really?
Wah, wah, woo, woo. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta, I'm guessing, will be back sometime next week. Did you get that out of her messages?
I think so.
She's got a few problems taking care of items. We all seem to have problems this week, except for Jennifer. Richie's got a little throat action as a result of his being treated with laser, which is really kind of what it is, right?
It's radiation,
x-rays,
sure.
Radiation.
Sure.
Isn't it supposed to be kinder and gentler, though, now?
I'm getting a low dose.
Yeah, so, but that's what's affecting your throat.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
Yeah.
Right. All right, so our thoughts are with Rita. Everybody deserves sympathy this week except Jennifer.
You know, what's really funny is that I haven't. Well, you know what? Maybe I just haven't complained.
Yeah, okay.
This week. So say a prayer for me anyway, please.
Every day, I say a prayer for all of us.
Thank you.
I don't say prayers for Lindsay Lohan, however. I don't say prayers for Simon Cowell.
She needs them the most.
Don't say prayers for Charlie Sheen. But do you think other people who pray, do you think in general that people actually do pray for folks they don't know?
Honestly. Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't necessarily know about celebrities. I'm sure that is in someone's prayers. But, you know, I mean, how many times have you gotten, like, prayer circle emails from people that you're friends with saying, please pray for my neighbor Nancy?
Right. Or you go to church and they have the prayer mentions of everybody, you know, such and such as brother, such and such as father. You know, they don't have anything to do with that church, but they get on a list.
Yeah.
I've been on that list many times this past year, and it's a
very interesting. Yes, you have. And it's done you a world of good.
Sure.
It really has. I believe that 100%. I absolutely believe that there's power in prayer. Thoughts are things you learn in when you're up against it. Like it hasn't really been me who's been up against. I suppose in a sense it has been me this week with the farm, but the cows are up against it, and I know that all the attention, all the affection, all the warmth, all the love, all of the work that has been done by so many people, hundreds and hundreds of people, have come around, whether they physically are at the farm, or they have donated, or they've followed, or they've spread this. We've had thousands, literally now tens of thousands of people following on Facebook. It's the Facebook page for Good Day, facebook.com/Good Day Show, and or the Eastley Farm Facebook page.com, Eastley Farm or iSport Eastley Farm. And it has been the thing that has propped up the people who have worked there around the clock for the last 48 hours to try to keep these cows in a healthy state. I was talking earlier, Richie, before you got here, about Donald, whom you know, and John,
right,
who went out this morning and turned this one cow that I'm not sure is going to make it, not eating and not responding particularly well. I have a homeopathic vet who's going to come today and treat these cows. Because I want to try everything. The fundamental treatment that you get from somebody like the Tufts vets, who are traditional, they understand me, kind of how I do things, and yeah, they're supportive. Not unlike what I do in terms of our own health. As human health is a big focus of this radio program, I like to present you with all kinds of alternatives. That's why we have Ron Hoffman with his expertise. We have Jack
Stockwell.
Stockwell, where the heck did that go? Jack Stockwell and his expertise, and Ken Kronhaus and his expertise, all meant to give you lots to think about. I try them all. I work with them all. And the same is true for my animals. This lady called me the other day, who I had met a couple of years ago, who's a homeopathic vet. And she just says, hi, this is Margo. I'm coming to your farm.
That's cool. You know what? Okay, so can I just, and I don't mean to interrupt your flow
here,
but
what I think touched
me, I think, most about your incident this week, and I think that, I mean, there's a lot of things that are touching, but what you realize is how many people in your life, how many people you touch in your life without realizing it.
Yeah.
And some people can say, oh, it's because you're on a radio show every day. But just think about it. I think just in your own life, even if you don't have a radio show, the outpouring of support that you get when something goes wrong, it really shows how many people you come into contact with and how many people you make an impact on every single day.
You know, Meredith taught me this. Actually, she one of the first things that she taught me a couple of years ago, was something that I never really think about. Honestly, I don't think about how many people listen to this radio program and who are affected by it, how many people come to the farm and who are going to learn with their families about the animals and food. And when you get right down to it, now you see some of it in terms of the number of people on these Facebook posts that are in the tens of thousands now, and the people who listen in the millions to this radio program. I have never thought about it. She said to me one day, do you know how many people you impact? And I don't think about it that way, because that's not an important register unless I'm selling advertising. Then I got to know.
And we want to count it.
Right,
we
got to count noses. But I don't think about it in terms of how those people are impacted by what it is that we all do here. The number of people who were interested in Rich's condition as he went through his cancer treatment last year was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was very nice.
I mean, I would get emails. How's Rich doing?
Right.
So I can imagine the emails he got.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's very nice.
So anyway, that's the sort of in the world of media, whether it's the new media or traditional media, there aren't many winners anymore, because it's become so, what's the best word for this? It's been chopped up, diced up. Everything is a dichotomy here, because there's so many different choices that you have. And that's why Netflix is doing as well as it is. And why, there's a correlative here, I suppose. Hulu, not so much.
Yeah,
Netflix. But Netflix is becoming the real winner in all of this, right, in terms of video.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So there's that. But in terms of how, but the other side of it is, when I think about how you impact me, that phone call yesterday from Bob in El Paso, I will never forget that call.
I know. I thought about it all day yesterday.
Never will I forget that call.
He just called again. They want to put together T-shirts that say, instead of "Don't make your sad eyes blue, brown eyes blue," you can help make brown eyes blue. Yeah. Brown eyes blue. Talking about, and then a picture of the
don't
cow.
Don't make your brown eyes.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of great people. God love them. Anyway, let's help some. All right. So let's get down to basics here. Those of you that I can help with a prostate problem.
Really? Tell me more.
Okay. Well, Jennifer, you're not likely to have a prostate problem.
No, I've had my prostate removed.
You might be with somebody. Maybe your father is having a problem. I can help him out here if he wants to have some of this new prostate supplement.
You helping my dad with his prostate just doesn't do much for me in my chair.
Well, I just sent your father an email, as a matter of fact, and I said it's time for us to review what's going on. It's time for us to have breakfast. Now, I promised you I was going to bring you to a breakfast lunch, but you have to pick the time and the day and the place. I am not going to do that for you. If you want to do it this weekend, it's up to you.
That you had picked it a couple times and then I got dumped or something.
No, you didn't get dumped. You just didn't follow through. This is a sales gig.
Yeah.
And you're one of the best.
A sales gig? This is my birthday. This is up to you, my friend.
I sold you on taking you to the place you wanted me to take you. I said, pick any place you want to go, and I'll take you there.
Okay.
But I'm not going to keep chasing you around. It's bad form. And this is something that you've learned. Richie's becoming a very good salesperson. Kenny has his own business on the side where he has to sell. We all have to sell. We all are pitch people. We all have something to sell. When you get the order, you shut up. You don't talk anymore, but you got to close it. You got to get the order. And so I gave you the opportunity. I said to you, please, let's go to lunch. So you have to come back and say, okay, because I've given you the open to finish the sale. And I've learned one thing about you. You have become a very good salesperson. I see and understand how you operate. For those of you who don't know, Jennifer and her dad run the CRN Digital Shop here in Los Angeles, which is a service to the cable industry. And now doing other things, certainly spreading their wings a bit as the media changes. And they have a great family business. And Jennifer could run it. If her father decided not to be there, she's now capable of running it. And one of the things you got to do if you're running a business like this, your father's a very good salesman, and he taught you. And maybe I've taught you a few things too. I don't know that I don't know that I have or I haven't. But Richie's become a good salesperson.
I would give you credit. I give everybody. I mean, I take stuff from everybody.
Well, but that's what you have to do. That's what you learn from everybody how to do this. So anyway, back to the prostate problems that Jennifer's not having, but she might have if she had an older boyfriend. And I mean really old.
Or my dad. Or you, and you just sent my dad an email. Somehow we got on that track.
Right, exactly. All right, this is all about the PT9 Revolution and how you can join the PT9 Revolution. Experience an incredible all-natural prostate health
formula. Shouldn't that be the PT9 Revolution?
Who's your what? The what?
Nothing, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I lost. What did
he
you say?
He said,
no.
Shouldn't that be the PP9? Like pee-pee? Like, I got to go pee-pee?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I knew this would go too far. Yeah. Keep going.
Pee-pee. It's nothing. What does Kenny say? Move on. There's nothing to see here.
Nothing
to see here. PT9. Fewer trips to the bathroom or pee-pee, whatever it is. When you call the number, they'll get which. I'm betting there are some old folks who call and probably do. They don't hear me say PT9. They probably hear me say PP9.
Yeah, that's okay.
Anyway, you feel more comfortable and relaxed when you're feeding your prostate, keeping it healthy. As you get older, it becomes a problem for most men. It won't become a problem for you, I'm guessing, if you get onto this prostate supplement that is available by dialing 800-811-3790. And one of the things we've been talking about this week is the combo they're offering, and I don't know how long it's going to last, but I know that if you buy PT9, a regular order, I think there are three canisters, there are three jars that come of PT9, you can get Heart Factors Plus, three bottles of Heart Factors Plus as well when you order PT9. So two of them together, wow, what a combo. 800-811-3790 to order it right now. 800-811-3790.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty, and you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
Hi, Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com. Come to find a store near you.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this is truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Guess what, boys and girls?
Idol time.
Right.
Do you know there have already been 11 episodes because I've taped them all and I haven't watched one?
Well,
11.
Do you think that people are just, like, wearing out on this, honestly?
You know, if,
the fact that you have taped 11 and you haven't watched any of them.
Well, I told you my dirty little secret is, and this is years ago, I never watched Idol. I watched the first season just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
But then I stopped watching it. And then when I started working with you guys and Idol seemed to be such a priority here, I started watching Idol. And then I kind of got hooked on it for a few seasons. But just the last couple of years.
I think it was a priority. I think people really were into it.
It was.
I actually think
it was big.
Even though it's not my cup of tea. I even was watching it.
Yeah, in fact, that's the whole reason I started, because you would talk to, did you guys see this? Did you see that? And I would feel left out, so I started watching.
Here's the thing. I bet any one of us can name 2 to 5 American Idol top contenders.
Probably more than that.
That have gone on to do well.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you can't name one from The Voice.
Well, actually, that's not true. Daniel Bradbury is being played all over the radio right now. Cassidy Pope is being played all over the radio right now.
I recognize her name.
And the Swan Brothers. Remember them from last year? The brother duo that did really cool stuff? They're all over, too. Now, you know what's interesting? Those three all coached by Blake. So I think Blake actually takes an interest in them and gets them produced.
It's not just for show. He's really into
it. Okay. I mean, none of the other ones have really...
He wants to create the production machine that American Idol has.
Which is brilliant. Let him do it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, at least you have people going on to become something. Now, do they have huge levels of fame like Kelly Clarkson? No, but they're getting there. I mean, they're all starting out. I just bought tickets to see Tim McGraw, and Cassidy Pope is opening for him. That's a big deal.
Cool. For God's sakes, we even know Ruben stuttered.
Yeah.
And Tim McGraw getting in trouble. Who was it? It was your pal. Who did the voiceover for your phone? Was that McGraw?
That was Trace Atkins.
Oh, Trace. Well, he was one in trouble, right?
He got into a fight with an impersonator when he fell off of his wagon and started drinking again. But he went right to rehab.
All right, let's get to a couple of the performers. The whole point of this exercise here is to listen to some of the people that are in contention, Spencer Lloyd being one of them, singing Need Your Love last night on American Idol.
Don't need no makeup. Don't need your hair done just right, yeah.
You like it?
Don't need your hats fit too tight.
Who does it remind you of?
You just gotta let your beauty come from inside.
Me? What are you talking about?
From your heart.
What does it matter? All right. We found three yesterday. Wasn't it yesterday we found three we really did like?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember those names. This is Bria Anai. Sounds like something you hear. What is it? This is some kind of a pill that you take.
There's never like Jim Jones.
No. It's a man's world.
Really?
I didn't know that. Did you know it was a man's world?
James Brown told me that a long time ago.
Listen to this. This girl's voice isn't so bad, so it gets sharp. Right there. But she has potential. She's got an interesting, nice tone.
Really?
She's just sharp. She's, you know...
All right, let's see if we like
Kristen. She's the one who did Ray Charles the other day, and now she's doing James Brown.
So what do you think, Richie?
I like her song choices.
Yeah,
but she sounds pretty.
There's potential.
Kenny?
I like her better than the other one that we just heard.
Let's keep going. All right, let's give one more. Kristen O'Connor singing Unconditionally. This is for a wild card spot. Harry Connick Jr. selected her as his wild card choice. We're not getting into this at all. But I did like this. I wish we could resurrect the three that we listened to yesterday. That were the three guys, right? I think the three amigos from American Idol. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So why does your dog howl? You know, howling is a dog's way of communicating. It's the way they communicate in the dog world. It lets other dogs know that their presence is there. It's also common in wolves and coyotes, both relatives, by the way, of domestic dogs. Dogs that howl, especially those that howl excessively, are usually doing this because they are bored and lonely. Giving extra toys and giving your dog more attention and exercise will help to stimulate your dog and reduce excessive howling. You know, sometimes dogs will howl when they hear sirens or other loud, high-pitched sounds like clarinets and flutes. These sounds may even come from a television set. Dogs do this as an instinctive response to hearing what they interpret to be another howl, another dog in the distance. They are not doing this because it hurts their ears, I promise. You know, in the wild, when wolves howl for several reasons, they'll howl to entertain themselves, but howling is also a rallying call. Know the different sounds your dog makes. There are howls for I'm not feeling good, howls for I want to play, and howls for come and get me. Understand your pet's howls. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding, using the finest ingredients made only in the USA. My Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV. A simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it.
Always have the chance to start every day a new way with
the Doug Steffen way. She make
she didn't
stickers.
Get much sleep last night. She's feeling loopy this morning.
She didn't get much sleep. I slept for an hour on the plane and an hour when I got back here. So she has no excuse. I at least have an excuse. Whether it works or not remains to be seen.
Yeah, but what are we self-inflicted?
That's true.
That's it. I've heard that before. Why do you do that to yourself?
So you get no pity from us.
I wasn't looking for any pity. I just want some donations to help rebuild a barn. That's all. Mm. I don't look for anything other. By the way, Richie.
EastleyFarm.com.
I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you publicly and Kenny publicly especially for all the help you have been in trying to put the technical sides of all this together in terms of what's on the Facebook page, both on the Good Day web, the Good Day Facebook page and Eastley Farm Facebook page. Been a lot of stuff that's been imported there. And you were even working on some video, and I didn't finish my conversation with you yesterday. I don't even know what you did. Well, there was a lot of video from news footage of the
just trying to grab it while it's there's some nice stories there. Yeah. And
did you grab them all?
Yeah,
probably four or five.
I got a bunch of them.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
So before the TV stations dump them. Right. We want to just offload it from their websites.
And are we putting them? We have our YouTube television.
Yeah, we'll put them on the YouTube. So that you can put them on the Eastley Farm site.
Right. All right. So in the thankful department, I've asked you every day, please, to post on your Facebook page and share it with us, and I'll post on my Facebook page the items that I am most grateful for. It's nothing other than a duh for me to say that what I'm posting today. In terms of the Grateful Department, is all of the input, all of the help, all of the wishes, the wonderful people who have by the thousands responded to what went on my farm earlier. And somebody said to me even, I got a call from a guy who's a friend of mine in New York who works in the advertising business, and he said, I heard a story on ABC News on Wednesday night about a barn collapsing in Massachusetts and two cows being killed. And he laughed. He said, I was thinking of you.
I said,
Well, glad you're thinking of me because it was my barn, it was my cows, and it was my farm. He said, no. I said, yes. It's a small world. And it really is. It boils right down.
That's the kind of story where
Well, I said this earlier.
It just grabs human interest.
It does.
Yeah, and the animal issue is so funny. Doug and I were talking about it. People care more about it when it's animals than when it's humans, really.
If Doug would have been killed in that collapse, there wouldn't have been one report on it.
No, it'd been the headline in the one of the trades, Stefan speaks his last.
Right, yeah.
But the picture of the cow being lifted is the one that gets
face.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the, what a wonderful face. So anyway, thank you, Richie, and everybody else who's working on this. This will be a story that doesn't go away. But what I said to Jennifer was, and I don't mean this lightly, in Framingham the same day, there was a carport that crashed and a woman was killed. Didn't get anywhere near the coverage that the farm did. Not even close to the coverage.
Because you're used to hearing on the news every single day. You cannot watch a newscast without hearing about somebody being killed.
Yeah.
Well, look at all. Whenever we post anything,
people being killed.
Whenever we post anything that has anything to do with Charlotte, right, Kenny, it goes bananas.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
People love that stuff.
Right, so they're used to hearing about people being killed.
Right. Yeah.
But cows.
All right. So then, if that's the case, we have debated this discussion through the week. I said early in the week I didn't want to talk about what was going on in Kiev, in Ukraine, because of all the violence there, a number of people getting killed, and I didn't see what it did for us in terms of conversation, what it's going to do to make people's day better. However, there are a lot of people who are related to people who are that's one of those things. But
the implications now that, you know, Putin's involved and then is Obama going to get involved?
Right.
I mean,
it's a tug of war between Putin and Obama. That's what it is. The East, versus the West.
Right.
That's what it is. I remember being in Kiev many years ago and thinking it sort of reminded me of Prague, one of those kinds of cities. Well, but it's that kind of a city, but it's very Eastern.
You mean Eastern European?
Well, but it is. It's a very Eastern city and very Russian, very communistic. The buildings look like it was right after World War II. When all these cities were sort of rebuilt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the feel that you get when you go there, if you understand. I mean, you watch an old James Bond movie or something, one of the old Michael Caine. What was the spy he played early on in three or four movies? Anybody remember?
I don't know.
Come on, somebody's got to remember.
I'm Michael's show.
No?
Well, somebody will look it up or figure it out. 888-302-3684. Anyway, the protests were supposed to stop, and then they started again. People are throwing firebombs into the police station. They're throwing firebombs into... There have been hundreds of people killed over there, this thing. But it is the lesson here, or maybe the conversation is, that this is about East and West.
Yeah.
It's not about this country, per se.
I mean, these people just kind of want to make money, right? Don't they just want to have...
They want to have a closer relationship with the European Union.
Yeah.
They were upset that they turned down the European Union deal.
Yeah. And so, but the Russians, Putin, wants them to stick as a former satellite, as a former Soviet country. He says, no, he wants to be with us. Nah. Okay, so that's that. Case of those men who beat the Giants fan in 2011 at the first game of the season.
Stowe.
Remember that?
Yeah, Brian Stowe is his name.
Marvin Norwood and Luis Sanchez.
Mm-hmm. Just picked him up. He was wearing a Giants jersey at the Dodger game.
Yep.
And, you know, they got into some words. I'm sure Brian Stowe probably fought back with his words. But then these two followed him out and jumped him. And, really changed
4 years.
Life.
Is that... After all, it's taken them 4 years.
One got 8 and one got 4, I think.
Yeah, one of them, Norwood got 4 and Sanchez got 8.
Not enough, I don't think.
All right, so that's the question.
They changed this guy's life forever. He had kids.
They ruined this guy's life.
Yeah.
His brain is, they bashed his brain in.
He's lucky enough that he recovered. I mean, they thought he was going to die.
He's
in a coma for 8 months, but he's disabled. He's got brain problems.
Oh, just because he was wearing a jacket?
Yeah, and probably... being mouthy. I mean,
nearly
that's
beaten to death. 24-hour-a-day care this guy needs.
Yeah.
And so these people, one guy got four years.
4 years, definitely not enough, especially the way the jails are. These guys will be out.
Let me tell you something.
Ridiculous.
I went up to a Philadelphia Eagles-Redskins game once, not wearing any Redskins garb, still almost got killed. Those
so stupid. It makes no sense.
It's unbelievable. Stupid, now, if you go down to Dallas with a Redskins thing, they're fun. They have a good time with you. But, man, Philly, don't want to go there.
Yeah. Too much. So the same kind of stuff happens in Boston. The people are nuts about the Patriots.
Boston, New York, and Philly. That's they're rough sports towns. And Oakland.
All right. Governor Christie broke his media silence yesterday, having a town hall meeting.
How can a governor have media silence?
Well, he's been talking about the scandal, but he did yesterday. Now, there are a number of scandals. It started with the bridge and then Hurricane Sandy, and it's gone on from there. He placed the blame for the delayed Sandy relief on the feds. Okay. He called the Federal Emergency Management Agency another F word.
Oh.
I buy that.
Said the feds should not run an insurance program because if it goes wrong, your only option is to sue the federal government.
Right.
How'll that work out for you? Anyway, what I thought was funny here, one of the attendees to the town hall meeting suggested that Governor Christie destroy all of his Bruce Springsteen CDs after Springsteen poked fun at the governor on Jimmy Fallon's show in, I think it was in January, wasn't it? Late January?
Yeah.
But Christie said, nope, he's Jersey, I'm Jersey, I'm a fan. And he told me we were friends nearly a year and a half ago, and I live in hope that that's still the case.
The governor. Jeez.
I think Bruce has your picture up on the wall with a target on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
All right, here's the story of an entire town in northern Iowa forced to evacuate yesterday. Did you hear the story?
No.
A fire broke out containing sulfuric acid. Began burning at an airport facility. So Northwood, Iowa, everybody in town was asked to leave. Everybody, 2,000 people, gone. Out of town. They put them up in a school about 7 miles away. It's a fertilizer plant. It's right next to the airport. Four people injured.
Wow.
That stuff's dangerous stuff. You know, Richie, you'll appreciate this. Jennifer's going to do the television report in a minute. I watched three episodes of Breaking Bad on the plane last night.
Yeah,
I had like never seen that show before.
Oh, did you think it?
And what I thought of it turned out not to be what it really was, which is often the case. I thought, because you hear all these things about Cranston and the role he plays and how he plays
the lab and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I don't tell you that I understood the whole show. I didn't understand the relationship between his wife and him. They apparently have a new baby, younger baby, or they did in the show. The show's over. But she was afraid of him, and I didn't understand why. It wasn't clear because the episodes didn't set that up. Why was his wife afraid of him? What was their...
You're three episodes ahead of me, so...
Oh, okay, so you're not... Well, Jennifer, you didn't watch Breaking Bad either? Nobody here watched it?
Not an episode. Nope.
Really?
Me either. Nope.
Okay, so next.
We're so out of touch.
Apparently.
You're so hip and trendy, Dougie.
Yeah, right, exactly. And I watched a couple of episodes of Suits, which is a show that I actually quite like. I only watch these things on the plane. I never watch them. I don't watch TV at home.
In real life?
But in real life, I don't. But I love getting on the plane and having the box and just catching up on some of these TV shows. Jennifer always loves it when I call it the box.
Yes. Yeah. Or the portable DVD player. Little media player.
Whatever it is, it's handy to have. Anyway, the time is 16 before the hour. Jennifer will update the television situation, and the report that she has prepared for us will be next in your ears here on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance expert. We all make New Year's resolutions. Keeping them is the hardest part. Lose weight, save money, exercise more, all are good goals, but often it's hard to stick with the program. Make this year different by considering options to help you stay on track with your resolutions, particularly your financial resolutions. Farnoosh Chorabi, consumer finance expert.
Staying on top of finances isn't always easy, but the right discipline and encouragement can help you stick with your New Year's resolution to manage money more effectively. For example, with the Bank AmeriCard Better Balance Rewards credit card, customers earn $25 per quarter for paying more than their monthly minimum and paying on time. The cash is automatically credited to your card balance, so you can use it to offset future costs. For consumers to pay off their balances over time, a reward of up to $120 a year might be enough to make a financial New Year's resolution pay off.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing on. I'm not sure about that. We were talking about the boss a few minutes ago. This is him bringing us our dearly departed Jennifer.
What? I'm still alive. Leave me alone. All right. Do you know what a Q score is, Dougie?
Yes, I do.
All right. A Q
we
score.
We have a Q score.
Would you like to tell the folks, or would you like me to tell you?
Well, you know, this is your report. I can tell if you want, but
no. Q score engages people on TV.
Well, they like you.
Engages their personality and how it resonates with the audience. Their likability.
Matt Lauer's was in the tank about 3 years ago.
Well, let's play this little game. Who is the least loved morning show personality, and who is the best loved morning show personality?
At the moment?
Yes. Any guesses, kids?
The least and the most.
I would say what's her face, the one who had cancer,
uh-huh.
is the best loved.
Okay.
What's her name?
Robin Roberts.
Robin Roberts. And I don't know if Matt Lauer's was still on the bottom or not. He was.
All right, Dougie, agree, disagree?
I don't know if I... no, I don't think I agree with either of those.
Well, Richie's right on one account. Robin Roberts is the most popular morning show personality. This is a new survey that's out rating people's Q scores, gauging which personalities are hitting it off with TV viewers. And Robin Roberts of Good Morning America got a positive score of 29. That's really, really good. Anything over 15 is great.
So, I mean, she's had adversity in her life,
yeah.
which has nothing to do with her abilities as an interviewer.
No, but she was vulnerable, and people love vulnerability.
She's humble, and she's very gracious.
And so the least liked morning personality is not Matt Lauer, although he's at the bottom. His score was like a 7 on the positive Q. But there were two morning show personalities that ranked even lower than him, both from NBC. And this one surprises me. NBC's Carson Daly. Gets a 6, even lower than Matt Lauer on the Today Show. And then co-host, this one doesn't because she has like a love-hate with America, but Kathy Lee Gifford is the lowest of the bunch. Her Q score was 5. Now, Matt Lauer's score has gone up a couple of points since the low that he hit after Ann Curry left. Second most popular is Sam Champion on GMA, which is why I guess it must be doing so well. So there you go.
He's the weather guy.
The highest person on NBC was Al Roker, by the way, which I agree with.
Yeah,
very liable.
Right. Weather guys are always up there.
All right, Private Practices. Tim Daly will guest star. He was in Wings, good-looking guy. He's going to guest star on an upcoming episode of The Mindy Project on Fox. That'll begin airing on April 1st. Criminal Minds, Dougie. This one's for you because you like that show. Paget Brewster. She's going to join Michael Imperioli. That's another one of your favorites, right?
Imperioli is good, but I don't know very much on Criminal Minds. It's too violent.
Okay, well, Paget Brewster's left that show, so there you go. Well, she's going to join Michael Imperioli in the ABC comedy pilot St. Francis. The series stars Michael Imperioli as a no-nonsense Long Island cop who must deal with modern reality.
I give it to Imperioli because he really knows how to... He is pushing himself.
Yes.
He's really good at getting himself around there. He doesn't get good parts, but he works it and keeps
His part in The Sopranos was one of the...
I'm talking about it since then.
Right.
He's working it, though, because he keeps working, even though he doesn't get particularly good roles in particularly good shows. 51 after on Good Day.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Parsons from bestfares.com is here to help you as we make our plans for the next holiday. The kids have been on vacation this week. Planes have been full everywhere. The weather doesn't help. What's the next wrinkle in travel? A couple of different things that Tom has posted on his website that I want to get through from him. Plus, don't forget the bargains. You go to DougStefan.com in the contributors box. You see a picture of Tom. Click on that. It goes to bestfares.com with the specials that he's cooked up for people who listen to this program. Some of them may be of interest and import to you. You won't know until you check it out, though. So check it out at DougStefan.com. Tom gives us his report in just a moment here on Good Day.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train, so I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that, took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry, those meetings left my brain a bit blurred.
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Velveeta.
Morning win.
Taking a look at the condition of your floors lately? Well, now through February 24th, Lumber Liquidators has beautiful hand-scraped hardwood on sale for 10 to 30% off their already low prices, including hand-scraped birch for just $2.69 a square foot. Hand-scraped hardwood really shows off the wood's natural perfection. Just gorgeous. If laminate flooring is more your style, they've got high-quality laminate on sale for just 49 cents a square foot. But hurry, this sale ends February 24th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. You have a mistake fare for us to pay attention to as we get started. Which airline is guilty of the mistake fare this week?
No, this is a goodie. We've had this up. I can't believe we still have it today. We put this out as a news bulletin. I think we said no. Breaking news was our email and our Twitter, but we've had over almost 55,000 people look at that page.
Really?
And this is it. When you go when you fly from the United States today to Europe, most places the fuel surcharge, which I think is a con game, is $516 to most of Europe, except for London and Dublin. Yeah. Out of New York City, and this is for almost the whole month of March, and then also, you know, maybe I think you take off for the last week of March, and you just got to watch Friday and Saturdays right now. But we're seeing on one of the world's best airlines. Can you give me a name that starts with an E? Emirates,
yeah.
They're always considered one of the world's best airlines.
Apparently, one of their pilots didn't think so earlier this week. Anyway, go ahead.
Was it Emirates? Or you?
Yeah, no, it was Emirates. A co-pilot for Emirates took the plane to Switzerland so he could.
No, that was another airline.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
Want to bet?
Yeah, I'll bet.
Okay, go ahead.
Back on.
Anyway, I'd hate to make Doug all these.
All right, come on, let's go.
But anyway, $449, including all taxes.
To do what? To go where?
From New York to Milan. Yeah. In March.
Really?
But now I'm going to listen. Remember, I just said the fuel surcharges on Delta, American, and everybody else is $516. That's already $60-some cheaper than the fuel surcharges. The landing fee is $100-some. And then you still haven't bought an airplane ticket. So maybe you don't live in New York. You live in Boston. You live in Chicago. You live in Washington, D.C. You buy a cheap airfare into JFK, and I'd probably use JetBlue because you get a one-bag check free, and you can still get there cheaper by as much as $300, $400, $500 by just taking JetBlue into New York and then picking up that flight and then heading over to Milan. And then Milan's a great gateway. It's a great train. You can be in Florence and Venice and Rome and Zurich and Germany in just a few hours. So if you're looking for a way to get to Europe, and I mean, this is one of the best. And Emirates always is rated in Europe. They're always rated as one of the As a matter of fact, they just won the award last year, 2013, the best airline in the world.
And for the record, Tom, you're right. It was Ethiopian Airlines.
Really?
Is Ethiopia not what I say? It was Emirates?
You know why I don't carry white out on my desk? Just because of stuff like that.
Because you don't make any mistakes. It was an airline that began with an E.
There you go.
All right, so whatever. I was wrong. What do you want from me?
Easy mistake.
Take me out back and shoot me.
Never.
It would be the first time in my life I was wrong. Right, Richie?
That's right.
Right. Tom Parsons, check out the deals at bestfares.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.